אנחנו לומדים חומר שנקרא
We are learning the material that's called learning from the ascent in a state of descent from excerpts from the sources and we'll begin with excerpt number 4.
We're going to read excerpt number 4. You can send questions at our site. Pertinent questions to the what we're studying will be asked during the lesson. We're in excerpt number 4 from Rabash, Article 8, what is, and Abraham was old of many days in the work. One who is clever and wants to save time does not wait until he suffers a descent from above. Rather, while he is in an ascent and wants to acquire the importance of the state of closeness to the Creator, he begins to depict to himself what is a state of a descent. Meaning, how he suffers from being far from the Creator compared to how he feels now that he is close to the Creator. It follows that even during the ascent, he learns from the discernments as though he were in a state of descent. And at that time, he can calculate and discern between an ascent and a descent. At that time, he will get a picture of the advantage of the light over darkness, since he can create a depiction of how he was back in the state of a descent and thought that the whole matter of the work and of bestowal does not belong to him, and how he suffered from these states when he wanted to escape the campaign, and only from one place he could get some relief. Meaning only from one hope that he thought, when will I be able to go to sleep? For then he could escape from all the states of impatience and where he felt that the world has grown dark on him. And now during the ascent he sees everything differently. At that time he wants to work only for the sake of the Creator and he has no concern for his own benefit. From all those calculations that he will do during the ascent, it follows that now he has a place where he can discern between light and darkness, and he does not need to wait until he's given from above a state of descent.
My purpose is to bestow upon the Creator. Through an ascent, through a descent, shouldn't matter to me. I myself am restricted. I restricted myself. I don't exist. Bring me any state, as long as I can bestow from it to the Creator. How can I maintain this thing permanently in a way that I live a life of sandwich? There is a descent, there is an ascent, and I constantly consider my goal. With what can I bring contentment to the Creator, to the Emanator? And then my relation to the ascents and descents is a practical, matter-of-fact relation. What could help me more? Maybe I do need to reveal all kinds, more and more darkness and all kinds of malfunctions in order to bestow by revealing, not in the corrected state that will come afterwards, but even revealing the bad in me, which the Creator created and prepared for me, by this I bring Him contentment. How? By being aware of and grateful to Him for creating these corruptions in me. So I bless the bad as I bless the good. It's a preparation for dvikut, for adhesion. Because in the bad, I want to be adhered just like in the good, and not wait until from the bad I turn it into good. So revealing the problems, the malfunctions, and be happy is a sign that I am in the right direction and oriented correctly. That to me, the revealing the bad is as the revealing of the good. And even more than that, because there is no good without bad. And the bad is the certain basis from which I advance toward complete work. And I constantly check in which maximum way, in which power, how can I bestow maximum to the, where is my maximum bestowal upon the Creator, and I can be attached to Him, not in the way that it's good for me, but the dvikut of my intention, not me, but my intention to bestow upon Him. And it, this is what is attached to Him. So in short, we can be in any state perfectly, so that the darkness shines as light, and there's no difference between the darkness and the light, and the day and night all connect into one big day. So if I don't feel myself in this sandwich where I need both, then I see my life as jumps up and down, and these jumps I feel them not as purposeful all the time. I don't experience them in a purposeful manner all the time, and I don't enjoy them. I don't enjoy them equally. Let's say that the Creator heals everything, right? The minute I discover, I diagnose an illness, a sore, some shattering, I have a remedy. So discovering the illness and healing the illness are one and the same. They're tied together. I am in these trustworthy hands. So all of our work and all of our joy come from revealing the deficiencies, because the more we reveal them, the more we can bring contentment to the Creator. So being mature in our perception of reality as bad, seemingly, from the perspective of my feelings and states, I should try to constantly relate to it in a matter-of-fact manner, like a sandwich. You can't discover the good without the bad. And this is how we have to advance. We all need to do a PhD on this. Okay? So, if I'm ready, I always discover all the descents with gladness. I discovered, here there's a corruption, here there's a corruption, wait, here there's another corruption. And I enjoy. How does he write? I'm happy.
I am joyous from those corruptions that are disclosed, although I am really concerned and worried about all those corruptions that have not been disclosed and are in the future to be revealed, because the correction that is still there has no hope. And the great salvation from the heavens is that it is revealed, because there's a rule that one does not give that which he does not have in him. And what is disclosed now, it would even be from there. But it was just buried, it was hidden. That's why I'm joyous of their emerging from their hiding. And he writes then, yes, the wicked are being revealed, even if they're not completely conquered, nevertheless, their revelation themselves will bring forth great salvation, as this will bring forth the sanctity of the day.
When the Creator reveals all kinds of qualities, states, and relationships that are broken, is a sign that we are advancing. We're making progress. This is why the tens who have some conflicts among themselves, pay attention. You are given an opportunity to advance. And to the extent that there is, and if there's a tear, you guys draw apart from each other, then you are not appreciating the work, and you're not appreciating the Creator who gave you this state, because He gave it to you, and it existed, as He writes, in advance. So pay attention. Each and every ten should check what is happening with it, and it must constantly kind of update itself and kind of calibrate itself. And all those meetings during the day, the Zoom meetings during the day, should be directed especially toward that. How we prepare ourselves to accept all the malfunctions beneficially, because they come out of love. So we immediately should return love for it. With gratitude, we have to bless the bad as the good. So prepare the tens for this, and then you will see how you will advance all the time. It all depends on this preparation, to accept the bad as the good, and live in the bad and in the good, one atop the other. Okay? Yes, David.
How can we get closer to the understanding of this goal of bringing contentment to His Maker? Or do we not need to understand what that is?
You will begin to feel it. If you work the way we're speaking now, in the group, in a very short time, you'll begin to feel that you have connection with Him. You'll begin to feel it. You will have this feeling that's it, I'm with Him. It's still not. Well, it'll be revealed gradually, but it'll be near. The only question is, as we said yesterday, to what extent you are willing to die and have no connection to yourself, but only to bestow upon the Creator. And picture that state. Depict it as much as you can. That's number one. And beyond that, to prepare the relation to the group. You can be spiritual without the group in Kabbalah and float and seemingly feel all kinds of phenomena. But it's not the same spirituality that is discussed here. That you're in it in a way that you are standing on your feet, solid, and you're meeting the Creator in Dvekut.
And only out of that work, because many times we say to bring contentment to the Creator, and it's not exactly clear what that is at all. To bring contentment to the Creator.
You will see it through your actions. You will see it. Yes, David.
Can we say that actually every state, every phenomena that awakens in us, whether it's an ascent or a descent, we always need to depict it artificially as the opposite state of it, like he says here?
Not only the opposite form, both forms together. There's no bad without good or good without bad. You could say, but if I get this inspiration and vikud and love for the friends and for the Creator, I'm willing to embrace the whole world. What do I need to do now? Remember where all my deficiencies are? Where all my snakes are down there? Them too? Yes. Yes. Really, yes. But this should not spoil your mood or your dvikut or anything. It should only strengthen. It should increase your awareness that you really are in two forces.
So first of all, I depict the current state, desire, understand it, and then from there, it doesn't matter if it's an impression or the opposite.
However it works. Yes, give it to him.
Let's say I came to a state where some wicked revealed came out of his hole, and I feel that it's only the tip of the iceberg, that what's been disclosed is truly just the...
So what?
So I have control of that. I'm afraid to take it on all at once. So I myself kind of revealed the evil slowly. Is that okay?
No.
Why not?
It's not up to you to reveal the bad. You need to be drawn only toward the good. The evil that's revealed is revealed. If you work correctly, you discover both the bad and the good. You don't run away from the bad.
Explain that to me.
I can't explain it. It'll come to you through the feeling. Through the feeling, it will come to you.
Thank you.
When you wait for the, expect the revelation of the Creator, the revelation of the Creator will come to you together with the sensation of death. They come together. You can't find these such excerpts? It would be good. Who is it there? Gershon, what can you do?
Rav, a 10 that doesn't have those lacks in the connections between the friends, should they be concerned? Nothing bad occurs. It's all flowing.
If everything is flowing, it's not good. It's not good. It's like in life, in family. If you don't have every once in a while an argument, let's call it an argument, with the other side, it's not considered life. Really. It has to be. According to nature, it has to be. On one hand, you understand the weaknesses and you love each other and you know how to get along and you don't know. And there's all kinds of things in between. But we have to know that there are detachments and connections, and only through that is there a sensation of life. And otherwise, there isn't. We shouldn't expect a flat line. You know, it's like in a cardiogram where they check your heart. You know what is one line? You know what it means? A flat line? So it has to be... Yes.
So from experience, usually those ascents and descents come when there's a mutual demand inside a tent, when we demand from one another. Many times it's like there's friends that are worried of that demand. Oh, you'll demand for me to come, you come in time and you pray for me, or all kinds of such things that have to do with the regular things that a Kabbalist wants to make sure that he takes care of those necessities.
So,
how should our approach be? Should we demand from one another towards those things? Should we be standoffish? Or
for the connection between us, by which we build a soul, we are, to begin with, in a tent where we can demand, because this is why we came. This is why we exist and live here. If you tell me that I can't find here the ten sefirot of my soul, the structure of my soul, in a second you will see me elsewhere. And that's the way it is. Why else am I here? Only for this. There is no reason or justification. What do I have in this place? Only for this. And this is why I can demand. Of course. We commit. The fact that you exist in a ten, it means you signed an agreement. There needn't be an actual signature. You know, in the stock market, in the diamond stock market in Amsterdam, maybe in Israel too. What does it mean that you made a deal? You tell each other, mazal and bracha, meaning luck and blessing. That's it. So you have a courthouse next to the stock market with judges, non-Jews. And they scrutinize when there are trials. Did you say mazal and bracha or not? I'm serious. There it is accepted as a signature. So it's the same for us. If you've come here and you went into a ten, you've entered it. You have to understand that by this you're signing a pledge, your commitment. Okay? I can't hear you. Say Mazel Bruche.
Mazel and Bruche.
What?
So there's two sides to this coin, nevertheless. There's two sides to the contract. There's me and there's the ten. I can't just come with demands.
No, of course. Of course. I come with demands. For myself and from the ten. An agreement has to be committing both sides. All right, let's continue.
We're going to read excerpt number 5 from Rabash, article 15. What is the blessing who made a miracle for me in this place in the work? During an ascent, he must remember and say, in this place where I now have an ascent, I had a descent, and the Creator saved me and raised me from the netherworld. And I emerged from death, called removal from the Creator. And I have been rewarded with some measure of nearing the Creator, which is called some measure of dvikut with the life of lives. For this, a person should be thankful, for by this he has now come to a state where he suffered, and now he is in a mood of delight and pleasure, because the Creator, bringing him closer, has given him new kelim of alak that he can fill with the state of ascent that he is now in. It follows that he extends a light of joy in new vessels that he has obtained now by looking at the miracle that he has had where the Creator saved him. Therefore, when he considers the suffering, it's as though now he is the recipient of the suffering, and now he fills them up with pleasure. It follows that depicting to himself the state of descent causes him that the ascent he has received now will spread in new kelim. According to the rule, there is no light without a kli. Hence, during the ascent, when he begins to contemplate the state of descent that he had, the suffering of the descent are regarded as kelim in which the lights of the ascent may spread.
It's like adding oil to the lamp. When you remember all kinds of things and you discover by the light of the candle, you discover how dark it is here. You need then light the candlelight for it. You see how dirty it is here. So by that, I can add fuel. And by this comes a bigger fire. Okay? Bigger flame. All right?
No.
Rav, ברגע שמתחילים בעשירייה, Rav, the moment we start in the 10 to unite all the cases and states to the Creator, we try to do that. Is that actually not individual work? That's already mutual work between the friends.
Well, of course, each one influences everyone else, but there's more to it.
When we try it, now those gaps that exist, do you have some counsel of how we diminish them? Because there are friends that can do more, there are friends that can do less, and those gaps...
I don't check anyone. How can I say?
It's like a real state in which...
Each one according to his own qualities. Dudi knows how to write. Can I write like him? No. Akuko knows how to plan all kinds of operations. I don't know how to do that either. Niv is clever and smart. He absorbs everything. I don't know. I don't even get close to it, etc., etc. Each one, I hear the ten, I listen to it, I see, I'm jealous of each and every one of them. I'm jealous of each and every one of them. I'm serious when I listen to them. So what?
There's states where it's part of the desire of the friend where he distances himself from the ten. He's angry from a state, and do you understand, Rav? It's not good for me where I myself.
I like to discover how great they are because they are my kelim. If I love them, all of their benefits, their advantages will be mine. By this I'll be able to bestow on the Creator. Just imagine, you have, let's say, 300 or 400 people here, and I can use each and every one of them, and even multiply it, because there's a connection between them, and bestow upon the Creator. Do you understand the kind of power that it is? As opposed to me alone. I have no other calculations. My only calculation is how I, through my good relation to them, through the love and connection with them, and bring our connection to the Creator. And I brought it. I'm not speaking about it egoistically, but I succeeded in taking from all of these friends everything that I see that is good in them and bring it to the Creator. They themselves can't do it. You have to help each other in this. No one can work on himself. A person does not free himself. Only a friend can free him.
Thank you very much, Rav.
So
it's worthwhile for me to, let's say, take my 400 friends and look only at their merits and to truly ignore those things that my eyes see as their deficiencies and faults?
Yes and no, and next time, differently, otherwise.
That's not clear.
Not clear? Why? I want to see the bad in them too, not just the good. And how I accept this bad and picture it as good. Let's say, I don't know, there's a baby. You look at him, he knows this or that, he doesn't know. But we love all of his expressions. We love him. Because love covers everything. Love will cover all crimes. But if there weren't crimes to cover with love, there wouldn't be love. What volume, what height would the love have? So I have to see the bad things as well. The fact that I come to a lesson and I hate all the friends. Beginning the lesson with hating each other, or maybe before the lesson we have to already correct one another and begin the lesson with love, or otherwise begin it with hate and learn and demand the upright to come and correct all of this hatred so that love will be spread over the hatred. There are works here, but we needn't be afraid of the rejection. It's the revelation of nature.
I'll continue the example Gershon gave. I come to lesson, let's say, and I see a friend that's late. Do I have work with that? He's not here. What can I do with that? To justify him, to...
Call him. Call.
No, okay, we call, but that's not a regular thing. It's a regular thing. It's not once or twice. The Kabbalists really like that meticulousness, to pay attention to times. What can I do with that? I mean, not get angry, be indifferent to that quality in him. There are friends that have a quality of being late all the time. What can I do with that? For years, I'll get angry about it?
No. When he comes, the whole ten will tell him, without you, we haven't started learning. How did I disturb you? Well, let's say I invited you over for supper and someone hasn't come. Are we going to start without him? It's not acceptable. So we wait until everyone comes. Likewise here. So we were waiting for you.
Yeah.
מה יש לך?
What's with you?
אז צריך נכון להתחיל את השיעור שאנחנו באים עשירייה.
How is it right to start the lesson where we come with the 10, connect to build the kli in the connection, or we come and we can't build the kli and hate?
When we hate each other, it's excellent for building the kli. Why are you like little kids attached to your feelings, to your emotions? Can't you rise above your emotions and look at yourself from a side? You will feel pleasure in this, that you extend this bad, childish, infantile feeling and you start working with the kelim.
That's okay. So connection above hatred, I understand. So connection above hatred means that I already justified the friend. It's the hatred that...
No, you don't erase anything. The bad remains, the good remains. It only adds more and more.
I didn't erase, but if I hate the friends, it's actually my corrupted qualities. I'm not asking a correction for him.
It doesn't matter. You need to keep that hatred too. That impression has to stay. So today you saw you wanted to beat him up. Tomorrow, maybe you'll be greater and then you'll want to kill him.
We will try.
Yes, Eddie.
Rav, I was asked to ask you a few questions. I am in a group of translators that translate every lesson of yours to different
quickly
languages. The relationships between us, between the translators, do they need to be like in a 10 or between...
As in a 10 and even more. Oh, no, you're not in the same language? You don't help each other?
No, we each sit in a different place and translate. We have here our 10 here, but we have between us, except for that, we don't have a connection.
No, you can be in professional connections and assemblies, but to turn it into another 10, I don't think so. You don't have connection in your work. Not even in your work.
How should we relate to, let's say, if two friends do see that it's a 10 and they distance themselves from that group of translators because they don't get along with a person?
No, the translators are a group of professionals. That's it. There's nothing there other than people who know how to translate. You can talk about the work, but that's it. Nothing more than that. Like painters. Doesn't matter.
Okay, thank you.
Work in your original 10 and don't mix tens.
Rav, I received yesterday a message about someone in Africa. He's really against the wisdom of Kabbalah. He's against Rav, against Jews, everything.
Very well.
He told me, I saw 3 times that I felt about Rav. Congratulations.
No, what do you mean?
No, he's like feeling that that what it is, and he's usually against.
Usually. So he was against and now he changed his mind?
Yes. He's saying yes, because of the broadcast. He watched that broadcast that you had with him, with the African Klee there 3 times, and changed his mind.
Very well. Okay, we'll continue. Maybe even we'll head toward a Congress. All right, guys, that's it. We're late already. What? Who? What do you want?
Moldova.
Oh, Moldova. Oh, Moldova is a must.
A huge thank you for the opportunity. Good morning, my teacher. There's a truth which is the upper world which we aspire for. It interests me, what's the difference between the truth?
Все эти процессы между нами.
and the fact that we are making the truth practically in every action that we do towards one another. Is there a difference between the two, between the truth as it is and that which we attain in the actions towards one another as we're in this process?
The truth is the revelation of the Creator. The level, the measure of revelation of the Creator in a person is called truth. How do we attain it? By connecting Aleph, Mem, and Tav. The words, the letters that comprise the word emet, truth, which is Keter, Bina, and Malchut together. This is revealed by the upper light. We will work on it and try to come to it as quickly as possible. For now, it's a hidden name. You don't want to use it. Emet, truth. But it'll come. Okay. Quickly, Moscow.
Доброе утро, Раф. Сегодня вы дали очень много.
Good morning, Rav. Today you gave us many recommendations. I wrote about 5 pages. My request is this: what is the most important recommendation? As a summary from all that you've given, the one recommendation that's better than the other. Maybe you can summarize for us today.
No, I can't. Everything has its place. It depends on the state that a person is in or the group is. I can't do it. But what you write should be not only in the notebook, you should place them on the internet as well, in as many places as possible. So we will fill up the internet with all kinds of states, pages. It should. So in the end, only this will remain. Everything you write about the wisdom of Kabbalah, even if it's not quite true or not true, never mind. Show it to everyone. Don't be afraid that it'll confuse them. Let them be confused. Doesn't matter. But at least they will know. In some situation, someone will know that there is such a thing. He'll know it and come. Even not for the sake of learning, but for the sake of circulating, disseminating the fact that it is possible to come. All right, Peter, last one.
Have you spoke of ascents and descents and the ten, but the quantity of people who are present in the ten, maybe someone's missing, maybe the ten is in full, is that a criteria for the ten?
Look, again, we had 10 with Rabash that were even 16 people in a ten. And mine was 6 people in a 10. Rabash knew about it. I spoke to him about it, and he said, never mind. Keep going this way. So the number doesn't really matter for now. We ourselves will feel through our participation if we should maintain it as 10. At congresses, we are 8. Usually, right? So whatever you want, however you want, it doesn't really matter. It doesn't have to be an even number. It can be 7. It doesn't really matter. We're still working on connection. But later, when we begin to discover the holy names through the connection between us, as it is written, and the name of the Lord will be upon you, then you will feel that it's 10 and not 9 and not 11. But this, let's hope.
Evening lesson. You're invited to watch this evening at 5:30 Israel time, a live lesson with Rav Lightman on Sfirat Torah. Thank you to our TV viewers, and good day. From Unity to One, the Kabbalah La'am convention in Moldova, we're inviting all our students to Chisinau in Moldova. That will take place on the 6th of September. For registration and additional details, enter kabbalah.info/convention. We will conclude with that. Good day. Song.
Survive. Together we can feel alive. We are born to leave the darkness for the light. Need each other to survive. Together we can be alive. We are born to leave the darkness for the light. We are branches of one tree, rooted in each other's lives. Voices of one harmony, all as one begin to rise. We are branches of one tree, rooted in each other's lives. Voices of one harmony, all as one begin to rise. Oh yeah, oh yeah, 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 yeah.
How good to be together with you. How good to be together with you. How good to be together with you.
To be forever, yeah, to be forever with you. Need each other to survive. Together we can feel alive. We are born to leave the darkness for the light. Need each other to survive. Together we can be alive. We are born to leave the darkness for the light. We are branches of one tree, rooted in each other's lives. Voices of one harmony, all as one begin to rise. We are branches of one tree, rooted in each other's lives. Voices of one harmony, all as one begin to rise. Na 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 na. Rise. We are branches of one tree.